all the Gemaras, she knows, yeah. Mishum Kabbalat Tzibur, and Kabbalat Tzibur's Marachal, and women can even make shtick with Torah, 1, 2, 3. That's a serious problem. The proper men too. These are some of the things I feel are all parameters within the Kosovo the Beis Yaakov. And I want to end by saying something which I've said before. Father said something which is a strong statement, which I'm sure there are those who will take exception to in the within our yeshiva community. These are some of the things I feel are all parameters within the Kosovo the Beis Yaakov. And I want to end by saying something which I've said before. Father said something which is a strong statement, which I'm sure there are those who will take exception to in the within our yeshiva community. But he writes, the basic vision of a woman's role is defined back in Bereishis. It's an Eza Kenegdo. That is Yisod number one. I'm sure that was going to go against the rub people wrong. What does this mean? What does it mean? A woman has to be different than a man because it says it's Bereishis? In my opinion, it's a resounding yes. Kadosh Baruch Hu writes it's Bereishis, that's the way it is. And I go further than that. I may have told you earlier this year. Rashi comments on the word Mechivshua in Bereishis, in Parashat Bereishis, that Darko Shalish Lelech Achara Isha Shishalotei Atzonis, that a woman should not be so forward, called Kvuda Basmela Penimah, the Pasuk of Tehillim. As I think I may have even distributed to you earlier this year, what I once wrote for Einai on the Torah, that the details of this Shalote Atzon is very widely from generation to generation. The whole big fight I heard in one of the recent conventions, should women be allowed to speak publicly in the presence of men? Oh, it's kind of a big deal that was made about it recently. I don't know exactly the fight was for or was against. Someone asked me, what happened when the certain rabbits in Muncie, what does she do? I said, she spoke in front of me. My daughter graduated at a school and she got in front of 100 people, 500, and started to speak. No problem. She comes from a very distinguished family. So I said, it happened. So what had happened in a, how should I say, outside the context of a girl's school, let's say in a, how should we say, a general gathering. I don't know. The major gathering this past weekend of one such educational organization. What their guidelines are, I do not know. My suspicion is that they wouldn't allow such a thing. And if they don't allow it, that's their version, that's their understanding of how in their circles the Shalom Teatana should be expressed. I believe the same individuals would give their blessing to what I described a minute ago, having a woman principal speak at graduation in front of a mixed audience. So that's what's Maishnah. She can speak in front of the mixed audience of parents and graduates and etc. and their family members. Why can't you do exactly the same thing in front of a mixed audience in a national educational convention? What's the difference? So the answer to all these things is the same as we said before. Not everything just has to have a black and white. It's a question of what's considered the norms, the Torah norms of that particular society. If that's how they draw their norm, we have to respect them for it. And if we have different norms, so be it. I was involved in the whole dispute, I think I may have told you earlier this year, whether a woman should be allowed to speak at a hesped. Big dispute in the family. Yes or no? One member said yes, another member said no. Back and forth, a hint of hair. And again, the same thing applies. Some circles would never be done. Oh, we'd be aghast. Other circles might say, "Oh, yeah." And then other circles it's done, you know, on occasion, when the occasion calls for it. So I don't think anyone is in violation. What's a violation is if someone exists in a certain circle, they try to break through a certain gate, that's called Tritzis. Tritzis Porat Geder. The Geder is set up here, and the Geder is often moved. Who moves the Geder? Well, Gedarah moved to something by evolution, you know, just sort of, they just evolve, the Gedara move from place to place. Sometimes it's a question of rabbinical leadership. I was at a meeting just last week when issues of a bas mitzvah speaking from the pulpit came up. But, you know, we have the davening, and the bas mitzvah will get up there and speak and give a drasha from the pulpit where the rabbi speaks from in the middle of the shul. Yes or no? Then it came up an issue, well, what happens if they have a dinner on Sunday night and they use the shul for the formal part of the dinner, which is very often done these days? For bar mitzvahs, for example, this nature, things of this nature, and then they go downstairs to eat. So by a bar mitzvah, they would let the boy get up there to eat. What about by a bas mitzvah? So then already the Rabbanim split off. Some Rabbanim said, that's also not allowed. And other Rabbanim said, even if the first is not allowed, and the bas mitzvah should get up and speak in front of the whole crowd on Shabbos morning, everyone's wearing a talis, but I don't know, but speak Sunday night when it's not davening time, that might be not the same level of violation. What? Show me the Chashulchan Aruch. Show me the Gemara. Show me the Chumash. We're going to find this. You won't find it. You'll find the general principle of Kokhud of Asana Fanima, Shalotei Atonis, and how it's applied in each and every time and place by the people who are supposed to be applying it. And here Rabbanim are supposed to take a leadership role. And there are Rabbanim leading in different directions. Some are leading one way, some are leading the other way. They're killing each other. Rabbanim are killing each other. Those were, so he's too easy. He's an apokaris, he's a kanoi, back and forth. It's like the old thing. I tell people, what are you screaming so much? There are different opinions. You agree, disagree with someone else, I said, disagree. My opinions are pretty well known. I disagree with some people on this side, some people on that side, and people disagree with me from both sides also. Shalom Yisrael. Don't make a Yarav Vayavra issue out of it. Same time, doesn't mean you have to just say, okay, so I'm right, you're right. No, I think I'm right, you're wrong. But I feel that if you throw a stink bomb, because I say that I think it would be incorrect for someone to go to an organization where women don't speak and to get up and start speaking from the back and start making a ruckus, I think it would also be incorrect. They are their H1, teach his own, her own, let it be. You like where you're comfortable where you are, so stay there. That's all. That's my view on these matters. But there's any parts of everything we discussed before, the Torah Shabbat prayer, everything. You have a certain position, I express to you my position. There are other positions on both sides. Let everyone be well and continue to do what they're doing. And Yagdol Torah V'Yadiv. I want to wish you all a good Yontif. Mit Hashem, I'll see you in this Yuchak. Chinis, 9 o'clock.